The reader is probably asking, why would anyone go to Camp Green Lake? Most campers weren't given a choice. Camp Green Lake is a camp for bad boys. If you take a bad boy and make him dig a hole every day in the hot sun, it will turn him into a good boy. That was what some people thought. Stanley Yelnats was given a choice. The judge said, you may go to jail or you may go to Camp Green Lake. Stanley was from a poor family. He had never been to camp before.
This was a short passage out of the book Holes from Louis Sacker. It takes place at Camp Green Lake, Texas. In class, you could also work with the movie that is based on the book. In addition, there exists a continuation called Small Steps, which deals with the minor characters of Holes.
The novel Holes is about a 14-year-old boy, Stanley Yelnats, who is falsely accused of committing a crime and therefore has to go to Camp Green Lake. Camp Green Lake is a juvenile imprisonment and detention facility in Texas. Unlike the name suggests, there is no lake near the camp, but it's in the middle of a desert. The boys at Camp Green Lake are all criminals, and as a punishment they have to dig holes that are 5 feet wide and 5 feet deep to build character. Stanley's arrest is just the latest in a string of bad fortunes for the Yelnats family. The family is affected by a curse of bad luck, which they blame on Stanley's no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. Several generations back, a one-legged gypsy, Madame Zeroni, cursed the Yelnats family. At Camp Green Lake, Stanley develops an unlikely friendship with another boy named Zero, and he discovers the real reason why they have to dig all those holes. They are looking for something. A tall woman with red hair stepped out of the passenger side. She looked even taller than she was, since Stanley was down in his hole. She wore a black cowboy hat and black cowboy boots, which were studded with turquoise stones. The sleeves on her shirt were rolled up and her arms were covered with freckles, as was her face. She walked right up to X-Ray.
This where you found it?
Yes, ma'am.
Your good work will be rewarded.
She turned to Mr. Prudensky.
Drive X-Ray back to camp. Let him take a double shower and give him some clean clothes. But first, I want you to fill everyone's canteen.
I just filled them a little while ago,
Mr. Prudensky said. The warden stared hard at him.
Excuse me,
she said. Her voice was soft.
I had just filled them when Rex...
Excuse me,
the warden said again.
Did I ask you when you last filled them?
No, but it's just...
Excuse me.
Mr. Prudensky stopped talking. The warden wiggled her finger for him to come to her.
It's hot, and it's only going to get hotter,
she said.
Now, these fine boys have been working hard. Don't you think it might be possible that they might have taken a drink since you last filled their canteens?
Mr. Prudensky said nothing. The warden turned to Stanley.
Caveman, will you come here, please?
Stanley was surprised she knew his name. He had never seen her. Until she stepped out of the truck, he didn't even know the warden was a woman. He nervously went toward her.
Mr. Prudensky and I have been having a discussion. Have you taken a drink since Mr. Prudensky last filled your canteen?
Stanley didn't want to cause any trouble for Mr. Prudensky.
I still got plenty left,
he said.
Excuse me?
He stopped.
Yeah, I drank some.
Thank you. May I see your canteen, please?
Stanley handed it to her. Her fingernails were painted dark red. She gently shook the canteen, letting the water swish inside the plastic container.
Do you hear the empty spaces?
She asked.
Yes,
said Mr. Prudensky.
Then fill it,
she said.
And the next time I tell you to do something, I expect you to do it without questioning my authority. If it's too much trouble for you to fill a canteen, I'll give you a shovel. You can dig the hole and the caveman can fill your canteen. The novel about Stanley Yelnats is an appropriate story for children from age 11 to 14. Pupils of both gender will like the adventure story. Boys can identify themselves with the topic boot camp. Girls can relate to the myths that are told parallel to the story of Stanley at Camp Green Lake. The story deals with the topics racism, poverty, being an outsider, and the sense of boot camps. The language is easy to understand. There is even a version with unknown vocabulary. Most of the annotated words are explained in English and not in German. The chapters are very short, no more than 3 pages. That makes the book easier to read and also easier for the teacher to divide the book in several sections.